The recent death of Newburgh's Judy Kennedy left her mayoral seat to go one of two ways. Either it could remain open until a special election in November, or city council members could appoint an interim mayor, which they did. They unanimously appointed Councilmember Torrence Harvey. I caught up with Harvey at Republican New York State Senator Bill Larkin's retirement announcement last week in Newburgh. Kennedy died from ovarian cancer April 15th. The Democrat was in the middle of her second four-year term. Fellow Democrat Torrence Harvey was serving on the Newburgh City Council and says that just before her death, Kennedy summoned him to her bedside and issued a to-do list.
She wanted this me to be mayor. This was her number one wish on that wish list.
But was that on a list with to others or just to you?
I was the last to know. She let the other council members know, and she, you know, brought them in to her bedside one by one. She made her wishes known to others before she did to me. And I was honored. I didn't see it coming, I'll be honest. I said, you know, I gave her my word, and I'm going to do my very best not only to fill that seat, but fill it with honor, integrity, and discipline so that we can accomplish those things that she asked me to accomplish. And I'm a man of my word. I'm a man of integrity and noble deed, and that is like one of the greatest honors to fulfill for our former mayor, Judy Kennedy. And so we're going to do it. We're going to do it. And I know, like I said, the ancient Chinese proverb is many hands, many minds, and one goal. And we pull together, you're going to see this city turn around. We're already seeing it. We're already seeing it. And so we're excited.
I wish radio could see grins. But
with Harvey vacating his city council seat to become mayor, the council unanimously appointed Anthony Grice to his seat. Harvey, a history teacher at Newburgh Free Academy, talks more about his priorities.
First thing we want to do is take care of these roads. I've been meeting after meeting just in 1 week with our city manager. We roughly have found a way of $3.3 million thus far in between for the sidewalks, ADA compliant sidewalks, and road repair. I'm looking for a little bit more so that we can make sure we can get as many roads as we can get done between the spring and summer. There weren't any roads done last year because we had financial challenges in doing the sidewalks and being in compliance with the ADA, which is the American Disabilities Act, with the sidewalks having access points and ramps and so on for those that are physically disabled. So, yeah, that's one of the first orders of business, trying to get these roads and these sidewalks done this season early. The sooner the better.
The $3.3 million, though, that is from a mix of state and federal funding?
Mix of state and federal funding, yes. And so, and then we also have the challenge with the firemen. We're still working on, we applied for the SAFER grant for the third time. We've decided to put three of the 12 firemen into our budget, even though they weren't budgeted in initially, but we were able to get a unanimous vote on that. So we're a little concerned, hoping that we get that grant in a timely manner. So, and we're also in discussions with our state and federal elected officials regarding how we're going to address the challenges that we have in our public safety department with the firemen particularly, and how to continuously have what we need. Because if you know, as many people know, our firemen are paid salary firemen in the city of Newburgh, but our local municipality neighbors have volunteer firefighters. And so that's a challenge when we talk about the expectations and mutual aid and so on and so forth.
The issue of firefighter retention has been controversial, as 12 positions are funded by the city's second federal Staffing for Adequate Fire Emergency Response or SAFER grant, which is set to expire at the end of the summer. Meantime, 2 years after the city learned that its drinking water source, Washington Lake, was contaminated with PFOS, Harvey says city officials continue to keep close watch on the issue. Newburgh now draws water from the Catskill Aqueduct as a state-funded filtration system gets ready for testing.
We're going to continue to move forward with litigation. We're going to continue to get to the bottom of why and how that contamination happened.
Harvey talks more about the to-do list.
There's something special going on here, a renaissance in the city of Newburgh. We are revitalizing, and I don't want to slow up that momentum. I want to help accelerate it. And so that's why just in a week's time, I've already made significant inroads. We have a skate park at the rec center that's almost complete. If you go by there, for the kids, we have a lot of ideas and things that we're working on. So Mayor Kennedy's wish list was, one, to fill the vacancies. She wanted me to finish her term. That's the reason why I'm going to run for the re-election and the special election this fall, to finish out her year. And then she also wanted infrastructure work done immediately, particularly the roads and sidewalks. And she wanted to attract more commercial businesses and ratables so that we can get a commercial corridor somewhere in the city that's going to stimulate our economy, provide meaningful employment for our citizens. And then she also wanted us to unify. The most important thing is to come together and work together, irregardless of political differences, irregardless of whatever, to find a common ground and unify as an entire community. So those were some of the things she had on that list.